League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
No better time to make it rain than this week here. March Madness is upon us. Welcome in another edition of Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. It's Dane Martinez. And we will carry on here with you, doing our best to point you in the right direction over the next 3 hours. And if you are up this early, we feel your pain. But thank you very much for making us a part of your day. And it's all about brackets, all about college hoops here, just descending upon us, and not just the tournament. We are talking NIT, CIT, CBI, a whole lot of three letters that you're probably like, I have no idea what the hell any of those tournaments are, but that's what you have us for, because there's plenty of value to be found there. And you know, we love value. We love Absolutely. Being able to make it rain and make some money. And Dane, they came out with the numbers yesterday. It's staggering, really, that you've got two playing games tonight. So officially, March Madness, it starts tonight.
That's right.
But you don't have to panic, because you really don't have to have any of your brackets in if you're going to be doing that until Thursday, and we'll help you get there today. But the latest survey tells us that 1 in 5 Americans are going to gamble this week here with a bracket in some way, shape, or form, which is about 47 million of us. And 40 million of those people are going to be filling out at least one bracket, if not more. And we're talking about $8.5 billion this year. That's what we're going to gamble, and total in 12 months in total sports betting, about $8.5 billion. 4.6 of that is this week. Okay. This is how big the numbers are. Staggering here, that 4.6 billion of that is going to be strictly on brackets. So 54% of all the money that will be wagered this year in sports betting and sports investing is happening right now. So we are talking 149 million brackets, Dane. That's how many are going to be filled out. You are doing how many alone? How many are you getting done?
I'm doing three, and that was even the source of my poll question last night on Fantasy Freestyle, by the way, Joe. You know, I asked people, are you doing only one? Are you doing two? Are you doing more than two? Are you not betting at all? And for mine, 38% of my voters said they were doing more than two, which is why I actually think if you're going to be filling out 3-4 brackets, you have to think about them comprehensively, Joe. It's the same as like when we're making picks. You know, if you're betting three teams on the futures odds, you want to do this so that you're covering all of what you think. And I think also, Joe, in this year where you and I agree that the ones and two seeds are head and shoulders above the rest, okay, that means that there's only a few permutations you need in your final four to feel pretty good about the coverage that you had. I know we were going region by region.
Yeah, it's I'm looking at these numbers and going, all right, $8.5 billion is an obnoxious amount of money that we gamble. So anybody that thinks that, you know, sports betting is not here to stay and that it's not a growth industry, I can't help you. I don't know. I don't know where you're living or what you're doing, but $8.5 billion, and 4.5 of that is happening right now this week, tells you everything you need to know about the casual sports better and how much this month means to the country. Because, you know, and I know you said three brackets are going to be filled out, but the guy that doesn't you know, do what we do on a regular basis. The guy that doesn't dabble in the DFS world or the sports investing world, you know, Phyllis in accounting with the pencil and a hair is probably filling out four brackets because it's an office pool. And most people don't even, I mean, hell, it's mascots, it's colors, it's I like that city. Most people who are betting right now this week aren't really betting with the intention of winning. They're just betting because what they have figured out, and every time this year we end up sucking more potential year-round sports investors from this, because what they learn rather quickly is that it is so much more fun to follow the sports, even if you have no interest in them, when you have a bracket and you got skin in the game. Isn't it funny how that works, Dan? Amazing how much more interest we can get there.
Absolutely crazy, you know. But honestly, Joe, those numbers you reeled off are absolutely crazy as well. I always thought the Super Bowl was far and away the biggest gambling event of the year. Are you saying that March Madness is bigger than the Super Bowl?
No, hands down, the single most bet event in this country, outside of maybe the World Cup on a global scale, but certainly in this country, there is no bigger. Super Bowl's big, you know, Super Bowl's right up there. Another one of those situations where, you know, you get people who normally wouldn't dabble in sports investing to do it in one way, shape, or the other. But the longevity of this, the fact of how long this goes on, that's where we can really suck people into our world and let them become a make it rain degenerate simply by hanging out. And heaven forbid we actually make them a few bucks, because then that'll be the end of it.
Then
like you'll never. Woo! Then I tell you are hooked. And it's interesting.
It's like
the
drug dealer gives you your first bag for free. You know what I mean?
Once you get that first nickel bag, you're like, even though it's filled with stems and seeds, that's a whole different ballgame.
Oregano, baby.
Another 18 million, and this is also crazy, where they're being bet. So if we have $8.5 million being bet right now, right, this week here, we've got 4.1 million will be placed in casinos or some sort of legal gambling app. You've got 2.5 million estimated that people will be doing it illegally through a bookie or through a friend. And you've got 5.2 million are going to gamble online through these offshore websites, which they still cracks me up. They consider to be illegal here in this country. And you and I both know it's
just not within their jurisdiction.
Thing.
That's all.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's the furthest thing from being illegal that, you know, it's not Tony the Butcher down the road, you know, holding your cash. It's actually, you know, some very well recognized and well run organizations that hold the offshore books. But it's kind of spread out. And now that we've got more states with legalized sports books, yes, they are certainly seeing the numbers came out last week on the amount of handle and the amount of money that the sports books in Jersey are making. And it's staggering how big a business this is. And we know by the end of the year, 18 more states in total are going to be have some sort of legislation that they're either passing, have passed, or are going to pass before the end of the year in this country. And it won't be long before that just snowballs, because you and I both know what's going to happen here. I mean, New York is coming. You know that.
That's right.
You already have passed it. But there is no way these numbers keep coming out and New York is going to look at New Jersey and Pennsylvania and go, are you kidding me? Why are they making all the money and we're not? So I don't think I'm 5 years. I mean, maybe I'm overestimating, but I'm thinking 5 years. And we will see a majority of the states in this country. Listen, some of the states I can't help. Like Oklahoma, I can't help you. You know, Montana.
Well, Utah will never happen.
Utah, I can't help you there either. Actually, you know, you got a problem with your fans that go to the games there. Maybe you should loosen up a little bit and try betting on a legalized form. But it won't be long. I think 5 years, Dane, probably a good estimate about legalized gambling. All 50? What do you think?
I think that's fair to say, but honestly, it will never happen in Utah, Joe. It's literally written into their state's constitution. No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
It's literally in their state's constitution. It won't happen. But
it ain't happening here in Florida either, because I got this big mouse with ears that won't allow anything that's gambling related here. So, buckle up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's do this.
Indeed.
knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
It is Tuesday, people, and you know what time it is.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's madness.
It's insane.
Utter madness.
It's not madness.
It's college basketball.
Damn right, it is March Madness, people, and we could not be more excited to help you make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Plenty to get to here. Coming up over the next 45 minutes, some interesting things in the NFL we'll talk about. It's amazing to me the quarterbacks that keep finding jobs in this league. We'll talk a little bit about what happened in the NBA. And, of course, we'll dive into some of the matchups tonight. Not in, of course, you got a couple of play-in games that are coming your way, but some of the other tournaments where there is some money to be made and some value going on these NIT, CTI, CIB games. We'll let you know what they all mean and some of those coming up. But we did talk a little bit yesterday. We spent some time talking about the philosophy of bracket filling out, Dane. We went through a couple of the regions throughout some of the teams we like, some of the places where you might be able to find that. You know, where is that sleeper? Where is that upset? But I ended up filling my bracket out last night. And, you know, I had told you last week that I do it a little bit differently. I try to go contrarian with my brackets, meaning I start from the center and work my way out. All right. Mm-hmm. When I fill out my tournament brackets, I have already figured out and done the math in my head that the percentages, okay, for you, because this is all about adding up and winning your bracket as a point system. Most brackets are, they go in there with most bracket contests. The second, you know, they do, you pick the first round games, the second round games, and then the points, you add them all up, and that's how you do it. But most bracket systems double the points for each subsequent round, meaning that the correct first round pick is worth 1 point, then the second pick is worth 2 points, and so on. That means that picking the correct champion is worth about the same as picking all 32 correct in the first round.
In round one, exactly. Right. You have to nail the champ.
You got to nail a champ. So I start from there and then work my way and work my way back out. Because, listen, as much and as fun as it is to be trying to figure out, you know, which 5 versus 12 is going to win, and, you know, you're not really helping yourself from an advantage standpoint of actually winning one of these tournaments legitimately by doing it that way. So you have to look at, let's start from the champion side, right? I mean, let's look at the teams that we got here. Duke, Gonzaga, Virginia, Kentucky, North Carolina, Michigan State, Michigan, Tennessee. I think we can all agree that these are, you know, the ones and twos here are really where you're going to be getting the champion from, all right? And we know this because Duke is, we know this because the years of experience and the numbers tell us that a number one or a number two is in all likelihood going to be champion. So, to me, the value is in fading Duke here, right? I mean, I don't think it at least half the brackets, the numbers that I saw yesterday, is more than half of the brackets that are being filled out. Guess who the champion is? It's Duke. So, you're not really helping yourself by picking Duke, who most people think is probably the likely winner anywhere. So, you have to kind of push it out a little further and go, all right, if I take Duke out, what do I left? So I kind of went with Gonzaga and Virginia as being the projected winners of the tournaments in the two brackets that I filled out last night. And then I started working back being contrarian. You know, my final four is going to be something along the lines of Michigan State, Kentucky, Gonzaga, and Virginia, and then continue to work backwards there. But again, it's just one way to approach this, but the understanding is I'm getting more points. If I get the champion right, then I'm working backwards, and I'm doing a hell of a lot better from the math standpoint, Dane, than anybody else. And if I can, if there does happen to be somebody outside of maybe a Duke or North Carolina, a champion, then you will have a really good chance working your way backwards of actually nailing one of these contests.
Yep, I agree. I do it very similarly, Joe. I do it first, not all the way from the champion, but I do what you're describing from the final four, okay? And I do it from the final four, but I also consider that I'm filling out multiple brackets. You know what I'm saying? So let's say I just mentioned that I'm doing three, right? So if I'm doing three, what I'll say is, like, look at the Midwest region, right? If I'm doing three, I'll know I want in there, I want two of my three to have Carolina and one to have Kentucky. I'll know, I'll do the East. I'll be like, do I have all three with Duke, or do I have two Duke, one Michigan State? Same with Virginia and Tennessee in the South. Okay, but I do it from the final four, and then obviously, you know, their path has to be their wins the whole way. And that then identifies places for me where I can be contrarian, where I can make hay being contrarian. That's why I mentioned the Oregon and UC Irvine little quadrant yesterday, where I think is a place, especially if you have Virginia steamrolling, right? So I agree with you. That's the way I do it. I do it from the final four, and then I look at the final four, and with my three brackets, I'm like, what are the permutations of those big boys that I actually like, which will yield the champions that I want? And Joe, in my three, I decided I really, really like Tennessee. Tennessee would be the kind of, not off the radar, but the one team I think not enough people are talking about. I really do like Tennessee, but ultimately, Joe, with my three brackets, I decided to go with the theory that the ACC was the best conference all season long. Iron sharpens iron. And so in my three brackets, my three champions are Duke, Carolina, and Virginia.
Yep. Love that idea. You know, it's funny when I was when you work it backwards, you'll find, too, if you guys do a bracket or two today and you start from the champion and work your way out to the final four and lead eight, you'll start to see a pattern erupt. Like, there are some regions, and you've seen this, Dane, where, like, the West, we know what's going to happen. The Michigan fans are going to have Michigan going all the way to, right? So you have to look at the fan favorites and understand who the overvalued teams are. We talked about this yesterday. The Kentucky fans are, they come out in full force. Michigan fans come out in full form. So to me, I had Michigan losing to Nevada in the second round there, that Nevada would advance.
Michigan.
And then fitting Michigan heavy right off the bat because, again, keeping in mind, most people, the point system here, most people are going to have Michigan taking that division or playing Gonzaga for it. I actually have Gonzaga playing Texas Tech. And then I've got Marquette, Florida State, and then Marquette advancing and playing Gonzaga. And then, of course, Gonzaga, Texas Tech, and Gonzaga moves on. So that's the kind of ideas when you look at these brackets. Understand as you start working backwards, you'll start to see maybe some of those spots that you're going, well, I know what Public is going to do. Like, I know what Joe Public is going to do. And if I can find those, you know, those inequalities, maybe those undervalued teams working it backwards, I've got a better chance of getting better points if somebody gets bounced out early. Like, if Duke slips up in the first or second round, and you don't have them winning the championship, you got them being bounced out, you're going to have a lot more points down the air than the person who's got Duke winning it all.
Absolutely. And to add to that, Joe, again, with my idea of if you are doing multiple brackets, Joe, okay, I think that you even can take that to the extreme. You know what I'm saying? So, for example, okay, in the Midwest, I like Carolina and I like Kentucky, right? But here's what I'll say. On the bracket that I do, in fact, have Kentucky going to the Final Four, I've got an opportunity there on my bracket to upset Carolina early. And we talked about, Joe, how Utah State is a team we like. So if I'm not going to have Carolina going there anyway, I got Utah State beating them. Because if they fall early, that's where I make hay against everybody.
And that's where you gain the equity. We'll talk more about this morning. We'll help you make it rain. We'll do so next, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. in this league.
The Cleveland Browns contacted the New York Giants, and they said, what's that number in the bottom corner? And they said,
first and a third,
and a loser safety. And they're like, I want that for OBJ. And they said, okay, it's done. And then the Cleveland Browns made the Giants feel so good. The Giants, they felt like me. When they got off that call, they puffed up their chest, they opened the door, hey, honey, guess what I just got? And they were so excited.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Don't know how they do it, but some guys just continue to find work in the NFL. Good morning. Welcome in. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Time to make it rain here on a Tuesday. German Airy alongside Dane Martinez. And we want to thank you guys very much for streaming us across the many platforms, including Pluto TV around the country. Welcome in, guys. Thanks for taking a few minutes to hang with us here. And we will continue our bracketology and giving you guys and pointing you guys in the direction as best we know how in order to make it rain, make it a little profitable March. We gave you the numbers already. They're astronomical, the amount of people who are going to be diving in and betting. And we are not talking the degenerates like us, but I'm talking about, you know, the Phyllis in accounting who, you know, runs the pool in the office collecting the money.
Count this handle?
Exactly. I mean, that's a big handle, man. So you know that in offices around the country today and tomorrow, those last chance, get your brackets in before Thursday. There is a chance to give yourself and to me, it's all about giving yourself the best chance to be able to win. Even if you know nothing about it, there are ways to be able to go about this and approach it and give yourself the best chance to win, Dane.
I got to tell you something. Talk about that and talk about reading the room and knowing the angles, right? For years now, Joe, one of my favorite cousins, Kristen Johnson, you out there, what's up? It's probably a little bit early for you, Kristen, but that's okay. For years, Joe, when she was in college, okay, and I got family out on the West Coast in Oregon, all right? Mm-hmm. And for years, she would call me literally like today, right, the Tuesday or the Monday when the brackets come out, and I would sit there on the phone with her for about a half an hour, and I would facilitate her through her bracket. You know what the funny part is? She was out on the West Coast, right? And she had the quote-unquote West Coast bias. So she was in an office pool with all these people from the West Coast who were favoring the Arizonas, the Gonzagas, of the UCLAs of the world back in the day, right? I was coming with my East Coast bias and overlaid that. And so then it was different than all the people she was in the pool with, right? So she had a little bit of an advantage of zigging when other people zag, and she nailed and won the pool like 2 out of 3 years. And then people were like, where are you getting these picks from? Or, you know, you don't even like sports, you know? And she was like, I know a guy. Don't worry about it. So, but that's
love that.
I think it's funny, the idea of East Coast bias, West Coast bias, you know, like teams you haven't seen a lot versus, you know, kind of your fandom. And that's all in there, too. And that's some of the things that Phyllis from accounting is probably thinking about right now.
Absolutely. Because you know that every office is going to be going, all right, you got your bracket in. Where's your bracket? And heck, even then, at this point, over the next couple of weeks, people who have never watched 1 second of college hoops this year, they're going to be, I promise you, this week, they're going to tune in maybe to a television set, or they're going to be spending a little more time looking at the TVs and the bars and restaurants around the country than they normally would.
And random colleagues and friends texting me, being like, hey, can you help me with my bracket?
And March Madness brings people together. And that's what happens when you have 8.5 billion dollars being wagered this year in this country. And oh yeah, of that 8.5 across the sports landscape, 4.6, more than half of it is bet this week, guys, during March Madness. So there's a lot more of it going on than you probably realize. And whether you're a gambler or you're not a gambler, we're all on the same page right around this time of year. And we've got some more plays for you, some sleepers. We'll cover that all throughout the morning. But I want to let you guys know a couple of stories yesterday from the NFL I just found fascinating. Number one, Blake Bortles is signing with the Rams. There were actually a few teams interested in the services of Blake Bortles, but he is heading out to back up Jared Goff in L.A., and of course we know what kind of whisperer, I believe, right? Isn't that Sean McVay? If he makes Blake Bortles something other than what we've witnessed here in Jacksonville, then you've got to change that title, because He's savant. I don't know what you call him. You got to call him something better than a guru. But you know what? I don't hate the move for them because I think he is a backup. I think he's a legitimate backup that can, you know, to me, the best backup quarterbacks in the league are backup quarterbacks that can go out and win you two games. They can go out two, maybe three, but definitely at least two games when your starting quarterback goes down. That's what a quality backup is. That is why Ryan Fitzpatrick has an 11-year career and keeps bouncing around. Because anything more than that, what you're asking of a backup quarterback is unrealistic. Then you better have one hell of a defense. You know, the days of Jeff Hostetler filling in for, you know, Phil Simms and going to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
You better be extraordinary on the other side of the ball. You know, we've seen New England create careers for guys, Matt Castle. And
Jimmy Garoppolo, in fact.
Jimmy Garoppolo. But, you know, at least they could play. Yeah, exactly. At least they could play, but you better be really good in other parts. Blake Bortles is just that guy. Blake Bortles is a guy that if you ask him to go out and win more than three games, you're asking too much of him because even Blake Bortles can look like he is competent enough for two games. So that is maybe even harder to find competent backups that you can trust for that 2 to 3 game period in case somebody's got to, you know, you lose your quarterback. Also, a very hard thing to find in this NFL. So I'd like to move from the Rams standpoint where I do think Blake is just that, a very competent backup who can cover you for 2 or 3 games.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. When I think about names like Chase Daniel, Colt McCoy, Josh McCown, these are guys who have made a pretty penny literally being, you know, the 40th best quarterback on the planet. The 35th to 40th best quarterback on the planet. That is a valid, that is a important thing for teams, you know, if they're going to, you know, because every quarterback is going to get hurt for a little bit. Right. So absolutely. And as it relates to Bortles, I really think this could be a prototypical change of scenery. First of all, look at what happened with Jared Goff. Jared Goff was thought of as a bust, right? But all he did was go from Jeff Fisher to Sean McVay, and all of a sudden it opened up. I think, listen, Blake Bortles went to the University of Central Florida, then was in Jacksonville, right? Has never actually gone outside the damn state of Florida. I think a change of scenery, he has already been humbled, you know, and I think he if he comes open and ready to learn whatever the quarterback whisperer tells him, I think that is a great spot. You know he will be in an offense that is conducive to success. He would have the parts around him if, in fact, they are needed if Goff went down. I actually think it is a great move for Blake. And listen, is Blake Bortles still somewhere between the 33rd and 64th best quarterback in the world? Probably, right? And so I think that is very, very important. Here's what I would tell you also. You know, you made that point that sometimes they get exposed with longer-term exposure. I got to tell you, Joe, I got a fear that that's exactly what Nick Foles might be as well. And once the Jacksonville Jaguars get over the honeymoon period that, oh, my God, this guy is not Blake Bortles, you know, oh, lucky day. And they realize that Foles also is one of the, you know, 25th to 35th best quarterbacks in the NFL. Maybe they're going to realize they shouldn't have paid him $22 million a year.
Right. Well, that's, you know, again, but it just goes to show you in this league, you throw whatever money you think you can, even if you need the quarterback. But I do like it. And I agree, you know, change of scenery is good. I think you've got that layer of guys, like you mentioned, in the Bortles. And I think Ryan Tannehill is going to be that prototypical backup, you know, that can definitely come in and help
AJ
you.
AJ McCarron with that kind
AJ,
of guy.
Right. Although I don't know what the hell happened to him. You know, he was better off. He was there. Much better in Cincinnati than he is any place else. But
the favorite
but those
position
kinds
on
of guys.
Every team is the backup quarterback, right?
Yeah. AJ McCarron. And it's a tough position to find. I mean, it's hard to find a star. That.
Right.
It's even harder to find a competent backup. But guys like Tannehill and Bortles are transitioning from the face of franchises into those backup roles. And I think the big question this year is going to be Nick Foles. We've seen him be very successful out of that backup role, you know, but can he now become the face of a franchise again in a change of scenery? Can he go ahead and do it? That's the $88 million question. And then, of course, yesterday, Dave Gettleman, just, I mean, this guy is a true treasure. To me, if you're a Giants fan, you don't want this guy going anywhere. This guy is priceless, pretty much telling on a phone call to reporters that this whole narrative of Eli not being able to play is a total crock. And that, you know, given how he finished the year last year, there's nothing even to discuss about him coming back, and the entire world know that they've got a plan. Their plan centers around Eli. This idea that Eli can't play is BS. The only question I have is that BS? Is he setting it up, making it seem like he doesn't want a quarterback like a Haskins in this draft? Is he trying to play it closer to vest, going, we've got our quarterback, don't worry about us, and then all of a sudden on draft day, are the Giants going to make the move and blow everybody away? That's the question I have with Dave Gettleman.
Listen, when he talks in the middle of this process right now, and that's where we are, you know, we're deep in the middle of it. It's the smokescreen time. You can't believe a word he says, okay? I want to see after the draft. Do they spin a second round pick or the 17 overall for Josh Rosen? Do they have Dwayne Haskins on their roster when we hit May 1st, right? We don't know just yet. Here's what I will say, though, about Gettleman. No, there was no plan. Okay, they thought when they drafted Saquon Barkley, they thought when they traded for Alex Ogletree that they had a roster that could win. About six or seven games into last year, they realized it. And then you know what they did? They traded Snacks Harrison. They traded Eli Apple. You know, but when Dave Gettleman is doing this talk about how they're going to break it down and you could win at the same time, he also showed himself to not having a real plan and not declaring that plan last year. Let me tell you, Exhibit A, Landon Collins. If you knew that this is what you were doing, why the hell didn't you flip him when you could last year, Gettleman? Why did you then say, oh, we're going to let you walk and get nothing for him to a division rival? I told you, Joe, when they like made the OBJ trade, that at least they were declaring themselves as, you know, rebuilding. Then it makes no sense to spend $17 million on your quarterback. Then it makes no sense to go out and get Golden Tate. What you need to do is what the Dolphins are doing, and then break it down and sign Devontae Parker and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Patrick.
Big question, and we'll talk about this on the way back in, though. If you're the Giants, if you're the Jets, you lost out on Anthony Barr. Do you go out and get Vontaze Burfict released by Cincinnati? We'll talk about that coming up here, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Wow, I haven't heard this song in like,
Oh, baby, you.
Wow, I don't even know what to say to that. Like, wow. Just soak that in there, a little throwback here on a Tuesday. It's not even Thursday. We got Throwback Tuesday here for you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Name of the show, Make It Rain. That's what we try to do here. Try to point you in the right direction, making smart sports investing decisions, whether it be from a sports betting standpoint or a daily fantasy standpoint. There's plenty of different ways, especially this week, to make some cash. And we'll talk about a few of the games here tonight and what they mean, not in bracket 64, but NIT, CIT, CBI. Plenty of ways for you guys to make some money here tonight. We'll talk about that. But to finish our conversation, we talked about some of the NFL headlines, and NFL does a great job, I think, of creating storylines here, adopting the NBA, blueprint here of an offseason, creating these free agency periods where you've got stars changing teams, you've got people talking. It's great for the fans. And normally what is a dead time of year for fans, for NFL fans, what has happened by these big money contracts and these guys switching teams, it's actually done a great thing for the NFL, for their brand, because we're talking about the NFL. We're more excited about the NFL, I think, this free agency period than we've been in a very, very long time. Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, all these guys changing, money being thrown around. And then, of course, yesterday we ended up learning that one of the most notorious, one of the only, I think, real villains, I think, in professional sportsthat's left is Vontaze Burfict, outside linebacker for used to be the Cincinnati Bengals. However, they have gone ahead and let him go. And I think Vontaze Burfict, the problem is Vontaze Burfict is a linebacker from a different era. Vontaze right. Burfict, this was the 90s, okay, the 80s or 90s. We wouldn't even be having a conversation talking about what a POS he is and what a scumbag and all these other things. We wouldn't even be having these conversations, because I'll tell you right now, Bill Romanowski, one of the greatest outside linebackers ever played the game, was one of the dirtiest SOBs to ever play the damn game. He was brutal, when I tell you brutal, and we revere him as one of the best. But Vontaze Burfict in this era is like, oh, God, no, he's the worst person in the world. What he is one hell of a linebacker. He is a tough-nosed linebacker. Sometimes it gets him into trouble, but a lot of times it makes him who he is. And my question, Dane, to you is, listen, you're the Jets. You've got maybe one of the edgiest defensive coordinators in the game, right, in Williams, right? So you've got, to me, it seems like a really good fit. You remade that linebacking core. You can probably get him at a discount, and they're paying most of his salary anyway, the Cincinnati Bengals. Do you take a shot with Vontaze Burfict? I don't even know if it's much of a shot. I mean, he can play, so... Do you think Greg Williams is the guy that would be able to ring him in? Do you, if you're the Giants building a defense, do you go for a guy like this? Like, where do you see him landing?
So I agree with you that Vontaze Burfict is a quality player, right? I agree with that. Here's the reason I don't think it would ever happen with the J-E-T-S, Jets, Joe. Two reasons. One is, you know this very well. Wasn't one of the things Gaze was trying to do down there in Miami was, like, quote-unquote, change the culture of the team? You know, he didn't mix well with guys like Ndamukong Suh. It didn't mix well with guys like Jay Ajayi. Now you're going to go on and bring in Vontaze Burfict. I don't think that he is a culture fit or mission alignment with what Gaze is trying to do in New York. So I don't think for that reason, he's not the kind of guy with, like you mentioned, his, some of the off-field concerns, some of the kind of the perceptions of him around the NFL. I think that might be a reason. Greg Williams might love him to go put a bounce on someone's head, but I don't think Gaze, who is still, last time I checked, top of the food chain in New York, at least on the coaching staff, I don't think that would work. The other question I have for you about Burfict, I thought you were going somewhere else when you talked about Romanowski and kind of like the old age of linebackers. I thought you were going, Joe, that it's a passing league now. And Vontaze Burfict to me is more of a kind of a run stopper guy than like good in coverage. Yeah, he can get maybe get a little pressure, but is he really a great fit at linebacker in the 2019 pass happy NFL? I would be a little concerned with that, but I just don't think he's a fit for the Jets.
I wouldn't necessarily give Gase all that power here with the Jets. The problem is he had that power here in Miami and it didn't work. He ain't got that power there. His job in New York, the way I see it, is very simple. Your job is develop to make Sam Darnold a star. And as far as the defensive goes, and even down here when he had Vance Joseph, it wasn't like he had anything to do with the defense. Like, he didn't even know what the hell was going on over there. He was much more concerned with the offense. I think he's going to be all about Sam Darnold than that offense. I do think Greg Williams is the guy that's going to call the shots on who and who they don't go, him and Mike Maccagnan. But I could see him with a Greg Williams. I think that would be a good fit. Don't be surprised if the Pittsburgh Steelers don't pick up the phone. Yeah. How great would that be, you know, as they're trying to remake their linebacking crew? I just think the guy is he's very talented. He is a guy, and no matter how, you're right, it is a pass-happy league. But ultimately, we know come December, January, your ass better be able to stop the run, because I can tell he's made for the AFC North. And I definitely think a cold weather team would benefit from having Vontaze Burfict on it.
Hey, what about
the question
Browns?
Is, you know, can you control, you know, to me, I think it's all about the price. Like Ndamukong Suh right now, nobody's even talking about him. He's still one of these free agents who is on the market. And I think because Ndamukong Suh thinks he's worth all of this money. But the bottom line is that Ndamukong Suh also took half a year off last year. As good as he was at the end, he didn't play that way the whole year. So I do think teams want Ndamukong Suh. I do think Vontaze Burfict will find a home. I also think it's all going to be relative to the cost to be able to get these guys, because to your point, they're not necessarily what they used to be. The league isn't necessarily what they used to be, but I do think guys like Ndamukong Suh and Vontaze Burfict have a place in the NFL. The question is where.
Yeah, I agree. For Ndamukong Suh, one of the teams I've been looking at, you know, I gave this out there a while ago. I'm looking at the Los Angeles Chargers with that one, ooh, Joe, because we know about that defense, but the Achilles heel for the Chargers has been stuffing the run up the middle, and that's exactly what Ndamukong Suh does. Okay, remember, you know about Bosa and Ingram, you know about Derwin James, their first year rookie stud at safety. What they have struggled to do for the last few years is to stop the run. Everything I hear says Ndamukong Suh likes it out on the West Coast, is considering West Coast teams, and wants to be kind of a key piece on a contending team. I believe the Chargers fit all those bills. Okay, need help stopping the run, a playoff team, and on the West Coast. So keep an eye for the Chargers when it comes to Ndamukong Suh.
I like that. I like that move. And there's not, I mean, let's see. How many are left or still Suh, right? Who is still not unsigned. Rodney Gunter, another D tackle from Arizona, unsigned. Cornerback from Cincinnati. Our Darquez Darnard is also unrestricted.
He's a good player.
Yes.
And then also think about this. There's other ripple effects, Joe. Like for every signing, it creates, you know, an opening. Like, for example, Eric Berry now of the Kansas City Chiefs is out there because the Chiefs went out and got the Honey Badger, right?
That's
even
correct.
On lower levels, you know, the Jets signed Le'Veon Bell. Now Isaiah Crowell is available, you know, so everyone has ripple effects. I think for guys like Sue and maybe Perfect, they might have to wait until the dust settles and who, like, didn't get their guy after the first wave. And then, you know, they're going to have to lower their price tag. You'll see the same thing after the draft. Who didn't get their area of need? And then they'll go back to the pond of who's still left available.
Two names that I'm shocked still, defensive side of the ball, that remain unsigned in the NFL. And I don't think we'd ever have thought we'd be saying this name here, you
Justin
and I as
Houston,
Jet fans. But Muhammad Wilkerson and Bruce Irving, also of the Falcons. Both of those guys remaining unsigned. Wilkerson, who signed with the Green Bay Packers last year, remains an unrestricted free agent, as does Bruce Irving. And, you know, Wilkerson, the biggest fear with him always was his laziness, his not, you know, he wasn't a high motor guy like our Leonard Williams, you know what I mean? And that was always the problem, why he was going to be the odd man out. And I don't know, man. The fact that he's not signed, you tell me, Leonard Wilkerson. I mean, you're going to tell me he can't help a team's interior, Muhammad Wilkerson?
No, absolutely, he can. I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. We'll have to look into it. Venmo Brian, get on the task here. I think Muhammad Wilkerson, early last season with the Packers, had a season-ending knee leg injury, right? So maybe that's
still
part
hurt
of it too.
Yes, that could be too.
I think it was a bad one, okay? So teams may be viewing him as damaged goods, okay? And that could be another situation, Joe, where Wilkerson is and his agent still believe he's who he used to be pre-injury, you know,
yes.
And the market is bearing that may not be the case, and they got to, you know, look themselves in the mirror and readjust.
I also, we didn't get a chance to talk about this a lot, and we'll finish up here with the NFL free agency period, but not a lot of fanfare, but I think there's one team that did a really good job of getting better, getting faster, getting more athletic, certainly on the defensive side of the ball without spending $1 trillion, and that was the Green Bay Packers, who quietly went out and reshaped their entire secondary and linebacking crew by going out and getting Preston Smith, Adrian Amos in the secondary, Za'Darius Smith from Baltimore, also great. Preston Smith, also from the Redskins. Younger guys, more athletic guys. I mean, there's only so much time you have left with Aaron Rodgers. And to not have a defense in place to be able to help Aaron out, to always be relying on Aaron Rodgers to finish the games for you and please, Aaron, you know, keep our defense off the field. It's gotten ridiculous. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has never really had that compliment of a great defense. But quietly, they went out and actually reshaped that defense a little bit. Got rid of Clay Matthews, didn't re-sign him. They made some moves, and all of a sudden, they've got younger, more athletic. They addressed the linebacking in the secondary positions. And I like what – they're not going to get a lot of credit because they never do. They don't usually spend the big bucks. But I do like what Green Bay did quietly this free agency period.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. And you just mentioned it also. Green Bay does not usually go out into the free agent market and spend for starters, okay? Mm. However, here's the other point. You mentioned it. Aaron Rodgers is starting to see his mortality, starting to see the end of the line. So if you're Green Bay and you're like, listen, we got, I don't know, call it 3 to 5, right, Joe? Call it 3 to 5 years left of Aaron Rodgers, right? Now is the time to shove your chips into the table, go against organizational tendencies, and try and win it when you can, when you still have a Hall of Famer at quarterback. Because we know in this league, Joe, you're one of two kinds of teams, either a team that has a quarterback or a team that doesn't. The Green Bay Packers definitively are a team who has a quarterback, at least for the next 3 or 4 years, so you need to do it right now. I love the Adrian Amos signing. First of all, they sign him away from the Chicago Bears, right? Helping in the division, hurting your rival at the same time. And Amos, he's not a guy who's going to make the flashy plays, but remember the name of the position we're talking about. Safety. That's what Adrian Amos does. He is a safety in the back of that field. He doesn't miss tackles. He doesn't get beat deep. And that was the problem with the Green Bay Packers. Wide receivers were running behind that secondary all season long. This is a great fit for the Green Bay Packers. I agree with you, Joe. I like what Green Bay is doing. And in the NFC, I also like what Philly is doing as well with their defense.
Yep. It's going to be it's very interesting. Some quiet moves under the radar, not big and splashy, but certainly effective, I think. And defense is definitely going to be better than what it was in Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers. All right, we got 1 hour in the books coming up. We're going to spend some time talking about these games tonight. NIT, CIT, CBI, how do you make money? We'll help you make it rain next, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
There's so much tweaking around with the points, it becomes problematic. And I did enjoy the points league, Adam, way more than I thought I would. But isn't there like a consistent point strategy that we can just employ and we don't have to tweak it all this time?
There's no universal scoring system for points leagues. You know, everything is different. And maybe that's what needs to be done, is try and come up with a more universal scoring system.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS, WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
When the
you know that the overwhelming majority of college basketball fans, and even those that have not watched any, along with the degenerate bettors and the casual bettors, listen, everyone is going to be mesmerized by the NCAA tournament. Everyone's going to be looking for those 5-12s, the monster upsets. Can Duke do it? Zion, buzzer beaters, you know, you name it. Everybody is going to be focused on that that final 64 teams. But what you don't realize, for those of you that are the casual bettor and all you do is fill out brackets, and for the new bettor, there are plenty of hoops and great opportunities to make it rain. Beginning tonight with the upcoming NIT, CBI, and CIT tournaments. And we will have you covered with those. In fact, we'll spend a little time here next hour talking about some of the teams, some of the matchups, some of the motivation. You know, keep in mind that when you're dealing with the tournament, right, you're dealing with four regions, you're dealing with neutral locations for a lot of these teams, although some of them are in the vicinity of where, you know, their college is, where the university is. But ultimately, these are all places that are neutral. Not so much with the NIT and these other teams.
Right.
If you're the higher seeded team, it is a home game. And that absolutely matters when it comes to looking at these games, because having a home court advantage certainly changes the ball game a little bit when you're looking at these games.
Yep.
Having one in North Carolina, having a game at your place at Clemson is a lot
exactly.
different than, you know, being over in Des Moines, Iowa, or something along those lines. But the NIT is the National Invitational Tournament. The CBI is the College Basketball Invitational. You'll have teams like Coastal Carolina there, the UAB Blazers, and, of course, the CollegeInsider.com postseason tournament. That is the CIT, all right? So
sure.
You guys know, College Insider Tournament. You're going to have teams like FIU are going to be in there. Teams like Drake are going to be the teams we made a lot of money off of this year. That is where they ended up. Didn't make the big tournament, but they've got their own tournament of their own. So we'll do our best to help you make it rain. Coming up, hour number two on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's do this.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.